are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty.
So this is a pretty weird world we live in, wouldn't you say? It's been weird all year, but it kind of feels like we maybe haven't even seen the worst of it yet, and that's a little bit scary. I'm still working from home and have been since March, and it looks like I'm not going back to work anytime soon, although my kids are all going back to school. And my wife's a teacher, so she's going back to teach, and that's making us all very nervous, so I need an escape. Don't you need an escape? Boy. Well, hopefully this is that escape for you. It is for me. I love collecting records, losing myself in the music, and almost stepping back in time to an era when dance clubs were full of people and dancing and getting hot and sweaty right up against somebody was normal. I sure miss those days. And hopefully in a small way, this show fills that missing piece for you the same way it does for me.
Swishes to the left, swishes to the right, swishes all the way clear out of sight. Come on, come on, swish it pretty, baby, swish it pretty, baby, just like a fish. Oh, he swishes his tail, then he begins to sail. He ducks, ducks and dives right past the whip. So come on, baby, come on, come on, swish it pretty, baby, just like a fish. Swishes up, swishes all the way from the channel to the sound. Come on, come on, baby, baby, let's swoosh. He swooshes his tail, then he begins to sail. He ducks, ducks and dives right past the whip. So come on, baby, come on, come on. Swoosh it pretty, baby, just like a fish. He swishes up, swishes down, swishes all the way from the channel to the sound. Come on, come on, baby, baby, let's do the swoosh. He swishes his tail, then he begins to sail. He ducks, ducks, ducks and dives right past the whale. So come on, come on, come on, baby, swish it pretty, baby, just like a fish. Oh, come on, baby, swish it to the east, to the west, swish it to the west, that you are best. Come on, baby, come on, come right up. Come on, baby, come right up.
Did you just die in the town? From the East Coast, he's going around telling everybody he's the most. Back in his own town, everybody around, with a brand new dance he had learned, everybody he could burn. Take it for what it's worth, Mickey's doing a jerk, the East Coast jerk. Mickey sure can work. Well, now work, Mickey, work. Let me see you do the East Coast jerk. Work, Mickey, work. Let me see you do the East Coast jerk. Work, work, Mickey, work. Let me see you do the East Coast jerk. Work, Mickey, work. Let me see you do the East Coast jerk. Now take it for what it's worth. Can work. Woo! Mickey's going around, putting everybody down. Mickey can't be beat, he jerked from his heart, that's what he told me. Things really got hot, yeah, now when Mickey went to watch, that's where he learned, Mickey caught a burn. Now take it for what it's worth, Mickey's doing a jerk, hey, the East Coast jerk. But he sure can work. Well, now, work, Mickey, work. Let me see you do the East Coast jerk. Hey, now work, Mickey, work. Let me see you do the East Coast jerk. Hey, yeah, work, Mickey, work. Let me see you do the East Coast jerk. Tell me, tell me now, work, Mickey, work. Let me see you do the East Coast jerk. Make it what it's worth. He's doing a jerk, doing the East Coast jerk. Make it work, make it your can work.
The song at the top there was a very early Aretha Franklin track called Won't Be Long. It's on the Columbia label. It's way before she was at Atlantic. And in fact, it was her third single ever released. It was from her first album, which was simply called Aretha. And it's a rock and R&B track. And the funny thing is, the day that I found that record, I ended up sitting down and watching The Umbrella Academy, because it's such a great show. And it blew my mind. There was Aretha Franklin singing Won't Be Long on the soundtrack. So weird how that happens. Followed that up with The Showman, track called Swish Fish on the Minute label, clearly some kind of dance. Finished that whole set off with Mickey's East Coast Jerk, The Larks, sometimes called The Four Larks, on the Money label.
Come on in this house, man.
I ain't coming nowhere.
If you don't Come hell or high water, I try so
Now, if you're a regular listener to the show, you know that I had a little back and forth with a guy who played with Andre Williams' band and sent me some Andre Williams comps that he had put together, and I've since been trying to find and collect the 45s. And at the top there, we had a track called Hound Dog, and it's actually Elvis Presley's Hound Dog by Lieber and Stoller, recorded by Jeanette Williams on the Backbeat label and produced by Andre Williams in such a way that it's almost unrecognizable as the same track. And I love it when an artist or producer takes a song and puts their own twist on it. Definitely happened here. Followed that with Shake Sherry by The Contours on the Tama label, and then a track written by and produced by Andre Williams called Main Squeeze by Johnny Thompson on the New Miss label.
Okay now, everybody ready? Listen to the rhythm. Won't you hear the to do your thing, yeah. Come on, loosen up now, baby. Go ahead, shake your woo woo. Na 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 na, woo woo. Na 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 na, yeah. Put your hands on your hips, girl. Baby,
blood.
The St. James Group. Who are they? I have no idea. Apparently, this is the only song they released. The track's called Baby Shake Your Whoop Whoop. It's on the Epic label. Only came out in France and Germany, as far as I can see. Oh, it also came out in Brazil. But according to their Discogs page, that's the only single they ever put out. Followed that with the Swingin' Medallions, Where Can I Go to Get Soul? On the Smash label. Sort of has the same intro, almost identical in actual fact, to Double Shot of My Baby's Love, but then goes into something totally different. Odd mix of happy, upbeat, hanging out with friends and clapping and singing along to a song all about how sad you are and you need to go and get soul and sing the blues. It's a very odd mixture, but a great song. Finish that set off with Detroit, the Nocturnals, and I have that on the Canadian Trans World label.
Better go home.
Better go home.
Leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Better go home.
Better go home.
Leave him alone. Yeah.
Leave him alone.
Girl, you told me I was your man. You know that went back to my head. But if you don't stop messing around, woman, you're gonna wish that you were dead. You better go home.
You better go home.
Oh, baby.
Leave him alone.
You
go. Better go
yeah.
home.
Better leave here.
Leave him alone.
I gave you everything you wanted. I even gave you my new car. And while I was home in bed sleeping, girl, you were out there some fool in a bar. You better go home.
Better
and tell her what I told you.
Better
you give a little bit more. You've been to me, child, trying to cop a plea. I think you better spit, girl, or you just might get hit. Oh, nah, nah. You better listen to what I say. Cause if you don't cool at nighttime, baby, you'll never see the light of day. You better go home.
You better go home.
You better leave me, baby.
Leave him alone.
Oh, baby. I don't want you around me no more.
Leave him alone.
Now let me tell you why, girl.
You better go home.
You see, I'm a dangerous man. If somebody may get hurt, I'd be out. You know it might be me.
Just the other day, and he was telling everybody about the one that got away. But his story is just like mine. The only difference is I was fishing with my heart, and he was fishing with the pole and reel. But I know just how he feels. I know. But the story is just like mine. The only difference is he built a foundation with a hammer and a
fishermen keep on fishing, and carpenter keep on building. And if I'm gonna find myself a lover, you know I got to go on living until love deals me a real good deal, a real good deal, baby. Yeah. I need a deal.
Heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net.
Ray Charles, killer track, Go On Home, would have come out on ABC Paramount in the US, came out on Spartan in Canada. I love that track, but it's very unfortunate the way that it was mastered, because the organ, which is such a solid part of the track, is way off in the distance. I don't know why it's so far back behind. For a while, I thought that I wasn't picking up one of the channels on a stereo mix. It has that sound to it, but that's just the way it was recorded. Still a rock solid track. Follow that up with The Incredibles, Another Dirty Deal on Audio Arts, and finish that set off with Felicia Taylor, All I Want to Do Is Love You, on the UK President label.
One more time. Watch me do it one time, y'all.
This hour is brought to you by Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, located at 187 Osborne Street in Winnipeg. They have a huge selection of LPs and 45s, and a lot of really hard to find stuff. They put out new records every week, and even their bargain bin is filled with vinyl gold. Not in Winnipeg? Not a problem. Check out Vintage Vinyl 204 on Instagram, because if you see what you like, they can ship it to you. Sockin' 1, 2, 3, 4, John Roberts on Duke. Followed that with Lou Courtney. Totally underrated track in my opinion. I've Got Just the Thing. It's on the Riverside label. Finish that off with What's It Gonna Be, Dusty Springfield on the Philips label.
Before you do it to us.
Hey girl, you sure look great. I wanna do it, yeah, I wanna do it. I wanna take you out on a date. I wanna do it, yeah, I wanna do it. I wanna hold you neath the pale moonlight. Tell you that I love you each and every night. And when we do it, gonna do it upright. I wanna do it with you, yeah. You do it. Hey, I wanna do it. Through to the touch of your fingertips. I wanna do it. Hey, I wanna do it. Only you can make me feel this way. I look stronger day by day. I wanna do it in a great big way. I wanna do it with you. Yeah, I wanna do it with you.
September. I don't need sun. look forward to their picnics on the beach. Yes, everybody loves the summertime. Oh, but you know, darling, while your arms are out of reach, the summer isn't any friend of mine. It doesn't matter whether skies are gray or blue. It's raining.
So the Strangeloves had this made-up persona that they were a group from Australia. And for a while, I actually believed that. I thought they were an Australian group. They weren't. They were from New York. Three Jewish guys from Broadway. They were Broadway show writers. Became all mixed up with Burt Burns and Bang Records. But they really perpetuated this look and history that was all made up. They all changed their name to Strange as Miles Giles and Niles Strange, and they had a big hit with Candy. But here in this track, they're setting up their fake personas. They call out their names and they say they just got back from down under. But the beautiful thing about it is he doesn't have even remotely an Australian accent. And the song itself is full of double entendre. It's just nuts. And part of their look was these furry vests and bongo drums. You almost never hear bongos in their music. And according to the biographical film Bang, the Burt Burns story, they stole all that stuff from a player musical on Broadway that they were part of and got into the wardrobe and swiped all that stuff and created this hilarious persona. Followed that with a track called Hello LA, Goodbye Birmingham by the Gainsborough Gallery. I have that on the Rio label. And then finished everything off with Carole King from 1962, early in her career, before she really broke out with some amazing writing and producing credits, along with her husband, Jerry Goffin. Goffin and King are synonymous with the 60s and 70s. So much good music. And she actually had a pretty successful solo singing career. Track's called It Might As Well Rain Until September. It's on the Dimension label.
Yeah.
Beautiful crossover from 1971, Colors of My Love, Silent Majority on the Hot Wax label, followed by It's All in the Back of Me Now by Linda Perry on the Mainstream label. I'm going to leave you off now with what is essentially the instrumental version of You Get Your Kicks, because it's the flip side of a cover of You Get Your Kicks by Johnny J and the Gangbusters. It's called Gangbusters Blues, but it's definitely the instrumental behind the flip side. This is on the Josie label.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM. Or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.